going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I like this text. Steelers should have made that trade with the Giants and taken that D lineman from Toledo at 34. Yeah, if you want Shedeur Sanders, you could have done that and got your defensive lineman.
I mean, does Harmon might draw? I mean, who's going to pick Harmon? There's only one defensive tackle that was taken, I think, by the Lions. Tariq Williams, maybe, behind the Steelers. So he might have dropped into the later rounds. I think that's what you're saying, like drop back. You know what?
That's a good point, too. And, I mean, you wonder if it changes if Harmon is available. I don't know. Maybe people liked him that much. But, again, I wanted to come out of this draft with a franchise quarterback. And I know a lot of people don't like that because they don't think that one existed. And that's okay. I'm not going to yell at you for feeling that way. Mel Kiper agrees with me, and that's all I need. He's going to go to the Pro Football Hall of Fame, Doran. The pumpkin pie eater.
Not today.
Do you guys buy into the school of thought that these two worlds can't exist, coexist? You can't take Aaron Rodgers and draft Shedeur Sanders? Because I'm starting to feel that way. I don't think you can have...
Both?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, it would just be... It would be the most drama they've ever had on South Water Street, on the south side, in their facility. But
would you be okay if it was Dart and
yes,
Rodgers?
Jeff Hathorn said yesterday when he joined us about gravitating to him, the social media stuff, his name.
Yeah.
I mean, Rodgers would hate that. As much as he would say he didn't care, he would hate it.
Mm-hmm.
So if they have assurances, this is where my gut is. If they have assurances that they're getting Rodgers, ain't no way they're taking Shedeur Sanders.
Why not take Dart then?
He's gone.
I'm saying yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they took a position of need.
Okay.
And they may go take Howard or Shuck or, you know, Milroe if he's available. They'd have to trade up to get Milroe at this point, I think.
I think he's the first. Pick tonight.
They'd have to get in the second round. So you're looking at Shuck, Howard. I don't think Sanders gets out of the second round. If he does, it's one of the biggest drops in NFL draft history.
4 months ago, he could have gone number one overall.
And he really hadn't done anything to not go number one overall except for just be himself.
Exactly.
Which is part of the problem in a lot of people's eyes.
Yeah, I mean...
Clearly. A lot of people thought that he interviewed terribly. Just the facts.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's no one wanted to touch it last night. Nobody.
The Steelers would have had to make place in their Hall of Honor just 1 year into his career. Someone texted in this morning.
Brett McMurphy tweeted, he's the first player in college football history to have his number retired and not get drafted in the first round. Think about that. He had his number retired
That's wild.
At his spring game last week and was not taken in the first round 5 days later.
So there's no second round picks that have gotten their number retired? Is that what I'm getting?
No. before they go to the draft.
The draft.
I mean, it is very, it's rare air to have your number retired before you are on an NFL team.
I don't know this to be certain. I don't think that's ever happened.
No.
Is any player before they get drafted has had their number retired?
Oh, yeah, they have.
Really?
Really? Oh, God. Bill Frelick's number was retired his last college game at Pitt Stadium.
Oh, I didn't know that. Wow.
Oh, a lot of places have done that. Wow. Absolutely.
Name more than Frelick.
I think there's at least another one at Pitt, maybe Hugh Green or Tony Dorsett.
I'm just messing with you. Yeah. I didn't know the answer to that question. Okay.
I'll look the list up, but I mean, it was very debatable why he had his jersey retired, and now he joins an elite club of one of players that had their jersey retired prior to getting drafted and then fell out of the first round.
You guys are going to love this, but hey.
Chip on his shoulder.
Got knocked down a peg. That big ego that nobody liked. Now he didn't have one.
That ego looked just fine on TV last night with that chain and...
They kept cutting to the empty couch, too.
Didn't it freeze?
It did that, yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, that happened. We also had a baby throw up.
Well, that happens.
When the 9th overall pick went to the Saints, kid just said, just practicing, growing up near Bourbon Street. Going to be a lot of vomiting going on. And then you had the most awkward man in America, Roger Goodell, announcing all the picks. Meanwhile, Josina Anderson tweets, I'm told the Steelers communicated with Aaron Rodgers at the beginning of the week that they would like to receive an answer from him before the draft. At least 48 hours, she puts parenthetically, per league sources. The Steelers know the outcome of that conversation. I think we're all in agreement that Aaron Rodgers will be a Steeler, no?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
I've always kind of thought so, just didn't know the timeline. So are we thinking the timeline like he's going to announce soon, right?
I mean, if they know, and I'm just going off a Josina Anderson tweet there. If they know, it doesn't really matter if I know.
It'd be a great Friday dump.
Yeah.
Steal the spotlight for the weekend.
Oh, yeah. The best Friday
dump. It's coming today.
That's what he did last year, right?
He did it on day one last year.
Day one. It might be coming. Well, he didn't want to do that to Green Bay. You know.
Of course not.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
He would never do that to his original franchise.
But I'm saying, okay, if the Steelers know the answer, does the answer mean that it's going to happen now? Or is it going, they just know that he's going to be the quarterback and it could happen in July?
In their minds, according to Josina Anderson, my read is that it has happened now. They just haven't put it out there for whatever reason. That's my read, okay. My take. And whether the public gets to consume that information or not, I don't know that they care so long as they know Aaron Rodgers is going to report at X date. And according to her tweet, I guess that's what they think. For me, it better be before OTAs, minicamp, and all that junk.
Yeah, I think if he does it today, it for the Steelers, too, it takes a lot of pressure off of if they announce it today, it takes a lot of pressure off them if they don't take a quarterback tonight, mm-hmm. right? Like, if they don't take a quarterback, it adds up, right?
Sure.
And if they don't take Shadur, let's say they take a Will Howard or, you know, a mid-round quarterback that's got upside but is not going to threaten or you're not expecting to play right away.
The apple cart not being upset, if you will.
Correct.
Can I throw another aside
so
out
you
there?
Still would want to trade George?
If it can get me Shadur Sanders, yes.
Even with Aaron?
Yeah, I don't care about this year. I just want to not watch. I just don't want to watch
Mason Rudolph.
You don't want
to see Aaron Rodgers throw to George Pickens and DK Metcalf?
Guys, if their offensive line, let me put it this way. If Broderick Jones, like I said yesterday, Pickens is kind of a show-up year. It is for Broderick Jones, too. If he plays decent, they're good enough to win.
Yes.
They're good enough to compete in that division
mm-hmm.
and make the playoffs. And who knows? You know, he's 2 years removed from a serious Achilles injury. He still throws the ball as good as anybody in the NFL. And he'd have just a boatload of weapons out.
And perhaps Bashil Tootin later on, who can scoot.
Or Quinshon Judkins.
I just want to be very clear on my stance here. If you can't get into a place where trading Pickens nets you Shadur Sanders, you keep George Pickens. That's it. That's all. Just a measly little take. One thing I want to clear up as well. Texter, you wanted a lineman, and now you've changed your stance. Yes. Yes, I wanted a wide receiver at first, then they got DK Metcalf, and then I wanted a defensive lineman, And then found out Shador would fall and Dart would fall. So then I wanted a quarterback once the information was telling us that they could be there at 21, which they were. If the quarterbacks got taken earlier, Derek Harmon's a home run.
Can you imagine him in a draft room?
No.
Why can I not allow information changing to change my opinion?